Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Realtor Amy Kite, the law offices of David Schluter, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, and Mr. Floor Igor Marak. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning to you. Yes, it is Wendy Snyder sitting in for David Hochberg this morning. He's taken the day off because he's on a secret mission.
Yes. Interesting.
I don't want to forget, so speaking of a secret mission, Elwood, you want to get us started this morning?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hi, David.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
I just wanted to get that out of the way because I did not want to forget it. I almost forgot it last time I filled in. All right, I'm very excited. I see some familiar faces here today, and I am meeting two new people. If you're just tuning in to Home Sweet Home Chicago for the very first time, welcome. You're going to love this show. Let's say a quick hello to everyone. Let's start with Sarah Andreas. Nice to meet you.
Yes. Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, Inc., General Contractors. I have heard you on the show before. I have never met you in the flesh. Very nice to meet you.
Yes, right.
What will we be talking about very briefly today?
Yeah, today we're going to be discussing how Andreas and Sons can service industrial and commercial clients.
All right, perfect. We have Dave Schluter. I have met you before, real estate attorney and estate planner. Nice to see you.
Yes, good to be down here, Wendy.
That's it? You usually talk a lot more than
that. No, you told me I talked too much last time.
Be careful what you wish for.
I thought of it in the lower Wacker Drive. I go, well, I'm just going to be a bare minimum for now anyway.
What? We have an extended show. It's a bonus half hour today.
So I was born in Oak Park.
Be careful, Wendy. I warned you.
You did. Igor Marak, Vice President of Mr. Floor Companies. Dude, I have been waiting to meet you for a long time.
Nice to meet you, Wendy.
Nice to meet you as well. I understand. Here's what happened. The very first time I filled in for David, a caller would call and I wouldn't give them anything. The second time I filled in, Amy Kite said, aren't you supposed to give him Mr. Floor? I'm like, no one told me. Then the third time, Ben explained to me, you're supposed to give away a Mr. Floor product. How many products do you have?
So we've got a total of six products in our lineup. And we give callers their choice of whichever product they would like. And we range from everything from hardwood floors all the way to tile and grout and natural stone and so on.
All right. Well, we'll be finding more about that. And if you call on the MegaPros phone or text line, 312-981-7200, we'll get that out there. Nice to meet you, Igor.
Wait a second. Igor also does floors, too.
We do, Joe. We are a full-service flooring company, absolutely.
I'm just happy he's giving something to the listeners. What are you giving the listeners, Joe?
Mega hoodie, if you make us laugh.
Oh, okay. Ooh. I'm going to try and make you laugh. I love hoodies. Amy Kite is here, realtor with the Kite team, Keller Williams Infinity. Nice to see you again.
You too, Wendy. Thanks for having me again.
Of course. Any special thing we're going to be chatting about?
We're going to talk about a couple of things. One of them is whether it's a good time to buy and sell. And also, Illinois has more foreclosures than any other state right now. And so I want to talk to that because I want people to know they've got a place they can go to get help.
Good, because, I mean, when you get to that point, you get scared and you panic and you don't know who to call or what to do.
Exactly.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. And Joe Hogle, MegaPros Home Improvement. How are you, MegaPros, Joe?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Again, why are you quiet? What the bomb is going to drop here at some point.
Wendy, I'm just glad to meet you.
I've already met you.
Nice to see you. And it's going to be fun, right?
Is the goatee new?
So
What, you
it's
hate
a beard.
It too? You hate it?
No, it looks really good. Mm. I guess it is a beard.
Mm. All right.
I'm sorry.
All right, David Schluter likes it. Igor likes it.
I do like it, yes.
Sarah? We both said it.
Oh. Yeah.
No.
Thumbs
I,
up.
No.
Judy hates it.
Yeah. See, I'm with no. Judy. It's with the Judy. Women. Yeah. Brendan the women said, don't like it. The men
thumbs
do.
Up.
Why don't you like it? No, and you can watch us. It's on Facebook Live, right? Or, yes, Home Sweet Home Chicago page. All right. So if you want to look
Judy
at it.
Judy said it looks like I just don't care.
Yeah. Judy is right.
Right.
Judy is right.
I think it looks kind of stylish.
Oh, you like it. Nice job. Thank you, Wendy. See, that's why I'm glad you're here.
Wendy, what he's got is the I was laid off at Motorola in the 80s.
With his flannel.
Honey,
true.
You used to make 200. Why are you watching Jeopardy?
Give Dave a Megapros hoodie because that it. Was worth it.
Do you made you laugh, Dave.
What's, do you have a hoodie?
I actually have one that's okay. A Carhartt hoodie. It's unbelievably
no,
comfortable.
No, a Megapros
very
hoodie.
Stylish.
No, I'll get you one. You can get me one.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, we have all our experts. I love filling in for David Hochberg because, honestly, this show is like a big old party.
Isn't it?
It is. It's a lot of fun. So, questions, 312-981-7200, the Megapros phone and text line. We are going to – are we taking a break? I'm sorry. Yes, we're going to take a look at weather and stuff, or no, just take a break. Also, Kleppen is in the newsroom, right? Don Kleppen? And it's the precipitation is high. Am I supposed to ask him about the barometric pressure
yeah.
or something?
Yeah. He'll tell you.
Kleppen, what
it's
do you got?
Very important for David to know.
Kleppen just lost his chance. We'll get to it later. We are going to take a quick break. It is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I'm Wendy Snyder, in for David Hochberg on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy and Dave, who is responsible for the square footage of a home for sale, the seller or the buyer?
My experience is sellers have their opinions.
Yes.
The tax record shows one thing.
Appraiser has another.
Yes. So, I mean, you know.
Tape measure.
The tape measure.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good Saturday morning to you. Boy, it's windy out there. We are looking.
It's windy out there?
It is. Everyone knows it's Wendy. That's right. And Wendy is sitting in for me. I'm her. sitting in for David Hochberg today. MegaPros phone and text line 312-981-7200. We have MegaPros Joe in the studio. Mr. Floor, Igor, Sarah Andreas, Dave Schluter, and Amy Kite, we're going to start with you today. We were just talking off the air. There was a $300 check that some people received. What is that? What was that? Was it a refund, a real estate thing? What's going on?
Ask Mr. Schluter.
Yeah, they went through the assessment rolls, and is there an election coming up? But anyway... You basically were being rebated if you know if you rented you weren't going to get that it was a rebate of real estate taxes and so
big deal.
Well,
I mean,
right? Well, there's many things you could talk about it, but yeah, it's your own money and they're you've already paid it to them, but they're sending it out and the check will clear. Although there was a lady on GNTV, it bounced. It was pretty funny.
Really,
it just had to be a computer glitch.
Yeah,
but it was hilarious. She goes, I don't know how that happened. But anyway, yeah, it's just basically sending out money. It's not a law behind it. Somebody had to sign in Springfield, let's give everybody,
Yeah.
But because it came from the state, it wasn't from Cook County.
Oh, okay. All right, that's true. State of Illinois. Amy Kite, State of Illinois, why are people moving out of Illinois? Do we suck?
Yeah. Well, we have had a lot of people move out of Illinois, and it's been going on for years, since literally about 2015. 50% of our sellers or more actually leave the state when they sell their homes. So we saw even more people leave when the pandemic came, and now all of a sudden people are called back into the office. So we are seeing some people return, but not that many yet. There are people returning who did, in fact, leave. So we do still have a housing shortage out there. So it is amazing.
Still.
Yeah. Even with interest rates where they are. And here's an example of what happened. When we went through the Great Recession, we saw
What years were those?
We saw that
ballpark.
08 to 2010, okay. And even further beyond, right? When the home values dropped, people stayed put. They couldn't sell, right? So they couldn't sell. They couldn't leave. Now we actually are kind of seeing the same thing, only people are choosing not to leave because of the interest rate, and they're like, okay, well, maybe I'm just going to stay put. So we're lacking inventory because people are choosing to stay put who might have otherwise moved, right, into something smaller, into a different location or whatnot. So we do still have a housing shortage out there, even with interest rates where they are at.
Now, are people leaving because, you know, winter really does suck here? I feel like it's been milder and milder every year. Every once in a while you get a bad one. Is it the way things are run? Is it a combination of everything?
I would tell you again, I think it goes back to 2015. Really? And prior to that, it was the weather. It was the number one reason we heard people leave. And now it is absolutely the taxes. They're choosing to go. I mean, you can, and a lot of people actually move to Tennessee. It's the one place that, you know, they get a lot of people from Illinois because you still get your seasons and stuff, but your taxes for your property, you might pay $2,000 a year. And Wendy, when you're paying $16,000, I mean, you just got a nice pay raise if you move to Tennessee.
That, it's so weird because I went, my son Michael went to a blues camp out there, Chicago Blues Kids, Fernando Jones, he does a great job with them, and I fell in love with Tennessee and I wanted to move there. Anyone I've talked to who's been to Tennessee wants to move there, but I didn't. And now there's a shortage of houses there because everybody's moved there and prices have gone up tremendously.
Right. Yeah, that, especially around that Nashville market, yeah. They really saw an influx of people and their values went up. They've had a massive building, and so they're building out. And so, yeah, it's Nashville. I mean, we've seen it. You know, one of the interesting things is Austin, which has been a very hot market for a long time, we're actually seeing Austin slow down. And people are now saying, I don't think I want to move there anymore because their infrastructure is not prepared for the number of people. So we're definitely seeing people who are like on the fence and choosing maybe not to sell right now, which is causing an issue when it comes to the buyers, because we do have buyers who want to buy still. And there just isn't as much inventory as we would have anticipated at this point.
I think when we bought our house 24 years ago, I feel like the interest rate was double digits. Could that have been?
Oh, absolutely. Interest rates were in the double digits. And what people have gotten so used to this low.
Yeah, super low.
Right. I mean, an artificially forced down low interest rate. And so what they don't understand is that when you look back 40 years, 7% is the average interest rate. And so what they're really back to now is average. The problem is we've been so low for so many years. People don't think this is reality. And honestly, it is. It's been as high as 18.
There is a complication that Amy and I would definitely bond over, which is the lower rates also did have some people overpaying. So now, because it gave you the capacity. Oh, okay, it's $30,000 more than it was a year ago, but that's okay. I'm at 2.5%, 3%. We'll refinance later or whatever. And so there could be a double whammy of malpractice here on behalf of the industry or the government, basically, doing the rates, feds or whatever. So now you've got have people who have just overpaid now if there's any kind of job loss or anything like
that.
You're
saying because they have more buying power?
More buying power. So if the realtor called, you know, Amy probably had deals where they had competing with 10 other people on a house. So.
All right, well, we are going to... Oh, I'm sorry, Sarah, did you have something to jump in? We got about a minute
here. I was just curious, who are the buyers? If everybody's staying in their home or not wanting to sell, who's the buyers that you're experiencing?
Well, and we can go into that. There are people who have to move. So regardless of what the interest rate is, what the price is, whatever, there are still going to be over 4 million people who move in 2023.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. We're going to explore that coming up next. We're also going to talk about foreclosures with you coming up next, Amy. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. It is Wendy Snyder. I'm sitting in for David Hochberg today. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago and Kleppen. I'm sorry. You were not in the newsroom when I asked about the barometric pressure. So can you set us up right now?
Yes, I can, Wendy. Are you looking for the barometric pressure?
I don't know. What does David do with you?
since the script changed, that pressure has been ditched. Let me say this again. But I will say, because it's an issue of storms right now,
yes,
we are under the normal range, and it looks like it might be falling a bit. We have a severe thunderstorm warning until 10:45, and we got about 8,500 ComEd customers without power right now. So it is definitely a moment of some low pressure and falling, to be fair.
All right. Well, more on that coming up with Don Kleppen in the newsroom next on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hey guys, it's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg, and I don't know, sometimes we have our best conversations off the air. We got to stop doing
usually
that and put it on the air. With us today, Mega Pro Joe, Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, Sarah Andreas from Robert R. Andreas & Sons General Contractors, Dave Schluter, real estate attorney and estate planner, and we're in the midst of chatting with Realtor with the Kite team, Keller Williams Infinity, Amy Kite. You had talked a little bit about a lot of foreclosures, and people really feel trapped and don't know who to call or what to do.
Yeah, and we saw this in 08 too, and I have to tell you, it's sad. It physically affects them. People who, you know, have this process going on or know that it's going to start,
right?
Because they know they haven't paid their mortgage. And sometimes people got into this not knowing because they thought, oh, I'm doing a forbearance. And lo and behold, the forbearance was never done. So we're seeing a lot of people who are under stress financially, which creates physical stress, which means that their health is going to be affected. And one of the most rewarding pieces for me and my team is helping people in that situation because we've done so many of them. We were around through that last downturn. We know how to get these done. And I was just pulling a list last night. Lake County alone last night had over 2,000 foreclosures. And when you look at, there's some, you know, they're going to the auctions now. They're going to sheriff sale. And I just want people to know that there are people who can help you without charging you. And we can go through and help you through this process, not charge you anything, and hopefully be able to even protect you from that foreclosure, because there is an opportunity today to do short sale. I can tell you of a situation where somebody had equity in the house and they let it go to foreclosure. Had they sold it, they would have had money in their pocket. Instead, they were so stressed, they didn't know who to call, they didn't dare call anybody, and they lost that money. So I just want people to call us and let us talk to you. Let us see if we can help you. You don't have to pay anything.
What a great service you provide, because it seems so hopeless, and sometimes it's not, right? Sometimes there is some light at the end of the tunnel?
100%. I mean, it's amazing the number of even like seniors that we talk to who, you know, they thought they were in a different position. And after we come in and talk to them, you can see the relief. And, you know, and sometimes they'll even say, I have to tell you, I feel better than I have in the last year, you know, because now I know what I'm going to do. I know I can get help. And so we're seeing a lot of, you know, I love that. I love being able to provide some peace and get people back on the right track, because I know how tough this can be.
How do people reach you, Amy?
If they would like to, it's 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
And there was a text that came in on the MegaPros text line, 312-981-7200. Can you ask Amy Kite if she could recommend a packing service in the northwest suburbs for an apartment-to-apartment move? I have physical health problems, which make it difficult to do necessary packing tasks, so I'm looking for a business that comes into the apartment to do those things. Not a senior, I just have some disabilities.
Yep, so there's a few different things, right? A lot of moving companies will also pack. And then we do have a couple of different people who will specifically do that. And I know Sarah brought up organizing. If you need help with that, we've got people for that too. So we'll absolutely reach out to her after the show today to provide her with a couple of options.
Sarah, maybe you and I should pitch in and share an organizer.
We
it sounds
should.
Like I'm not hoarder material yet. A little close.
Yeah. My husband will tell you I've got stacks too, right? I mean, where I sit, I've got all my stuff. I don't want you to touch it.
But you know where it is. You know what's in that stack, don't you?
I do. So please, just let me have my little corner that I get to, you know, store my things in. And I'll go through it once in a while. Or, you know, when the stack gets too high, I throw it in a bin. And then, like Dave was talking, I just don't touch it again. And it's probably one of those things that could be thrown away.
Yes. Yeah, we were talking off the air. It's like, you know, you store something away. And what is the rule? If you don't use it in a year, then you should just donate it or get rid of it. Is it a year? Or?
I think it's 6 months. Six months for your, like, for your clothes and shoes.
So if you have a clothes basket full of clothes that you haven't touched in over 3 years, it's probably time to donate.
Yeah, I have a whole closet. dedicated to that.
That's a laugh.
I am not in fashion, but stuff does come back. Like houndstooth. Houndstooth came back. All of a sudden, I saw women on Michigan Avenue in houndstooth. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Bell bottoms, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah. Only the jean ones right. with the slits. Yeah. Or no, the fabric sewn in the triangle.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Well, I'm going to learn a lot. I always feel like a little kid when I'm around these professionals because you guys all know what you're doing and you know how to help people when they don't know what to do. So we are honored to have you here today. Amy Kite, Realtor with Kite Team, Keller Williams, Infinity. Again, how do people reach you, Amy, if they need you?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
All right. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. You can reach us 312-981-7200 on the MegaPros phone line. And I think it's Schluter time when we come back here on 720 WGN.
Home sweet home Chicago.
Thanks, Bobby. You did your name right that
I got
time
the name
there,
right and maybe some other things.
You killed it. How's the barometer doing?
Barometer right now?
Yeah, because Don Kleppen always gives the barometer.
You mean actual like levels of mercury, that barometer?
Well, I don't know. Let's not get too detailed. Okay. Just ask Kleppen what he gives us and follow and just stay in your lane.
Kleppen's
right?
gone for the day. He's out of here.
I know, in his flannel shirt. Whatever Kleppen does, that's what I'm looking for.
Did he explain why he's wearing a flannel shirt? It's like 90.
Right, he's from Wisconsin. Just let it go. That explains it.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
And happy rainy, ugly, windy Saturday to you. What better way to spend a day just listening to the radio? Or I guess you can watch us on Home Sweet Home Chicago live on Facebook. It's Wendy in for David today and 312-981-7200. How does David usually do this? Because we have a question, but I'm supposed to talk to Dave Schluter.
No, go ahead. Take the question.
All right. Dan is calling us from Joliet this morning. Hi, Dan. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the call.
Thanks for holding so long.
It's okay. I've got a house from the 50s with the old 2-inch plank wood flooring, and as years go by, they get squeaky. What's the best way to tighten them up?
Well, as David would say if he was here, just move, right? I mean, that would be his
sell the
solution.
House.
Sell the house, right.
Hey, thanks for the
what
answer.
What about baby powder? I've heard baby powder is good to put in the squeaky floorboards,
Wendy,
Mr. Floor.
Yeah, so, the baby powder with, like, the turkey baster and all of that, none of that really works because what's really at the root of the noise is happening underneath the floor. So if you have an older home, and Joe, you know this from all the work you do in a lot of the older homes, it's the subflooring, right? Mm. So anything that's pre-1940, 1945 has an older substructure that predates plywood. And generally speaking, if you have a home that's built with a plywood subfloor, you'll rarely have squeaks. But if you have a home that's built prior to the invention of plywood, you're going to have a home that has a lot of vertical deflection and movement, and it's really within that substructure that all of that noise originates. So the short answer is really the only way to permanently stop the squeaky floor is to replace that section or possibly the entire floor. Because you'd have to remove the floor, remove and replace that subfloor with a solid plywood subfloor, and then put a new floor on top.
Got it.
So. Dan, even though you have a squeaky floor, we can set you up with a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice.
What you got for LVP? Anything good for LVP these days?
Absolutely, yeah. We have a fantastic vinyl and laminate cleaner. We'll definitely be able to help you out with that. Yeah,
and I have it. Dave, the lawyer, has it. It's blue. It's blue, and it's great. You don't need any other water; just the spray bottle.
There you go.
And if you disagree, he'll sue you.
Or Amy can sell your house.
Right.
Hey, Dan, can you hang on a second, okay? And we'll set you up with that cleaner, Mr. Floor. Okay.
Sure thing. We'll clean the floor and call Amy.
All right. Perfect. Good. All right, Dave Schluter, we are talking to you, real estate attorney and estate planner. What do you want to cover today? Anything specific?
Yeah, I received a call from a listener, and she had lost her husband in the fall and picked up the phone and told him that she had lost her husband. He was the borrower back in the day, so he was their customer. It was okay for her to call.
So she called the bank?
Yeah, the mortgage company.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, but they had been together a long time, and they started sending questionnaires that she then would come to my office to fill out because they weren't just like any big business, you know, it's no one does a focus group like how does the average person fill this out. You know, they don't. It's they weren't really logically in order, but basically it was tell us why you should be able to remain in the home, even though your husband, who's our only customer, has passed away. In other words,
what year is this?
This is just now. This happened. No. Well, because they've now lost their borrower, their customer.
Okay.
So they have 1 year regardless. Under the state law, they can't start foreclosing or anything. Even if you're paying, you have to deal with a new borrower within 1 year. So usually the kids will refi or the widow. But what they didn't take time to do, and this is what I really wanted to, if you're in customer service sending those letters at any lenders, I don't care who you are, I had pulled within 30 seconds from the DuPage County recorder that the dead husband had added her in $20,209.
To the mortgage.
He went to, not to the mortgage, but to the title.
Okay.
So as far as her right to stay there, I made her day huge. I photocopied it, mailed this with a stamp, told her it's on its way. You own the house. So that basically, I'm saying, I'm bringing it up for the show because I would think one thing they could easily do with the computers they have before they send letters to a widow or a widower, it's a hard enough time in your life. Pull it, the title search, it literally, I did it in 30 seconds to see if that had happened. She was so thrilled. So I felt great. So now what we're doing is I'm going to continue to negotiate where they're going to replace her as the borrower. She has decent credit. They can just do an internal thing. There's only about $55,000 left on it. So she'll be fine. But anyway, I really, really made my week because she was able to just talk about Amy saying her friend slept better. I mean, who the person foreclosure. She literally starts out, tell us why you should be able to stay or whatever. So I can imagine people who don't call an attorney. I'm just, the point of this part of our show is call me 630-285-5300. Now, I may not find you on the title and your spouse might have had amnesia and told you that they did and they never did it. Then you have to go ahead and try to refinance in your own credit. But in this case, my guess, it's all going to work out. She's already made the November payment, and that's really, that happens in a lot of families when someone dies. They don't read the checks. They don't care where it comes from. It could be a money order. You know, they'll just take the money.
Right.
But after that 1 year period, even if you've been paying them, you know, it has to be dealt with. So yeah, give me a call anytime on that, 630-285-5300. And if I can't get the title immediately, I have a title company. It might take 2 days or so. I just happened to find that instantly on the DuPage County Recorder website. But it made my day. She's going to be fine. She's probably not even going to have to refi. They're probably just going to reset the note with her as the borrower and leave the title alone. She owns it. She owns the house 100% because it was joint ownership. So she's the owner, but it is still subject to that lender's mortgage.
So what if somebody is listening right now and they're not on the title to their house? Do you have to refinance in order to get yourself
on it?
Yeah,
you might have to get, yeah, if your income doesn't justify it, they probably have to get one of your kids to co-sign or something. But the first word out of my mouth is not, just like in Amy's case when she had the foreclosure person, don't start packing. You know, ultimately,
get,
you know,
some advice.
Yeah,
from
the last,
someone who knows.
Right. And it's just something that a circle of people who do what I do know. And it made my day to be able to help her.
Yeah.
And if she does, in fact, have to refi, of course, I'll attend her refi and help her make sure that everything goes okay. But I think they're not going to have to do that in her case. My guess is, and I'd probably bet on it 9 out of 10, that they'll just substitute her to pay, make the payments.
These are just things people don't think about.
Well, that's why
I'm
we're
sorry.
Here. Right.
So, Amy, I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's okay. And going back to your question, though, if both parties are still alive, Dave, they should reach out to you now to make certain they're both on the title.
Yes. If you're a WGN listener, and like I said, sometimes your spouse will tell you, I took care of that. They don't mean to lie. But they actually are, in this case, you know, it was all okay. But I've had people in my office in my 37 years who thought the whole time, the guy or the woman or the dad, or it's a son who lived with them for 25 years making the payments with them, or a daughter, where it never happened. And unfortunately, we can't go to the cemetery because the notary's not willing to sign, you know. So,
yeah.
Dave.
So, yeah. So that's something, yes, they should definitely address.
So are you willing to take those calls if people are like,
all day?
I would like to know whether I'm on title.
Yeah, all day.
Perfect.
And then, of course, on the back end, the deed preparation fees and things like that. It's a couple hundred bucks plus the recording fees. I mean, it's not hard at all.
All right. Save your thoughts. We'll continue with Home Sweet Home Chicago, but news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, David Jennings. I appreciate that. It's Wendy in for David Hochberg today, and we are here with our experts, Joe Hogel, MegaPros Home Improvement, Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, Vice President, Sarah Andreas, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, General Contractors, Dave Schluter, Real Estate Attorney and Estate Planner, and Amy Kite, Realtor with the Kite Team, Keller Williams Infinity. We're going to take a quick question. Wayne has been on hold for a long time. He called us on the MegaPros phone line, 312-981-7200. What's going on, Wayne?
Not much. Good morning. How are you?
Great. You're calling from Brookfield. I was
correct.
Born and raised in Brookfield.
Good town.
It is. You had a question?
Yeah, I've got a, I don't know if it's not considered a drive, but I got a three-car garage with a, it's not really an apron, like a 20-foot wide by, say, 30 or 40 feet long concrete, apron or driveway, but it's got a bunch of pop marks in it, and I don't know if I've had to replace it or coat it, but they've happened. I've had this poured. I built the house 10, 12 years ago, and it happened a year afterwards, but now it's really worse. It's all over the place, and I just wonder what we can do with that.
Sarah?
Sure. Yeah, definitely. So basically what you're experiencing is something we call pop-outs, where as the concrete cures over time, the aggregate rock in the concrete has to release its moisture, and it moves through the top of the surface of the concrete. Now, if you're seeing this over the entire area of your apron, then it definitely could be time to remove and replace it. Oftentimes, though, salts... I know if your apron's on an alley and the snowplows come through and they salt it, that could speed up that process a little bit. That could be why you're seeing that between the 10 and 12 year range. So, but you said it happened about a year after it was poured?
Yeah, what caused it to happen? Why does it happen so fast? Is it the concrete not poured right? Or?
No, it could happen for a variety of different reasons. I would say that putting the rock salt from the alley going on your apron would probably be one of the main factors that happened so quickly.
Hmm.
But one or two of them in like that size area is acceptable, but when you start reaching like 20 of them, 20 plus.
No, it's completely, there's probably 30, 40, 50 of them.
Oh,
yeah.
That's probably time.
No. Yeah, and definitely, and we use concrete that has an integral sealer in it, and that integral sealer helps protect against any cosmetic defects like that in the future. So I would suggest definitely a removal and replacement of that apron.
And can he call... Can he call and get an estimate?
Sure, absolutely. You can call 708-863-5735. As always, we give free consultations.
You may have to do that, Wayne. And we'll set you up with a Mr. Floor cleaning product if you'd like to hang on.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, ladies.
You too. Sorry it wasn't better news. That kind of sucks. As we wrap up with Dave Schluter today, somebody who wants to do estate planning that doesn't have it in place already, someone like me, what would you tell them?
Yeah, I was on Google this morning, and it came up that the Illinois death rate is still 100%. So don't procrastinate. And the thing is, everybody thinks...
Are you doing a couple of shows at Zany's this weekend? Because
yes,
you really
two drink
are
minimum.
Good.
Yeah, two drink minimum. But
tell us about
is,
your other idea, Dave. That'll make everybody laugh.
So the procrastination in this area is unbelievable.
Yeah.
People will come to my office.
We'll get to it.
And well, not only that, they'll say, I don't care. My kids are getting my money. Let them pay for it. The problem is that it's not just about money. It's about the time and aggravation and whether it'll even happen the right way. So the bottom line is this. Everybody who is in our business, like for any period, and built up a clientele, we all do free consultations just to get a read on the situation. What my office does is if you call in and you say you heard me on the show, they'll send you a questionnaire, either email or snail mail, and you handwrite it. And what that does, it makes our meeting super efficient because I don't need to ask your birthday. I don't need to ask how many kids. I don't need to know who's on crack or who's crazy or who's dysfunctional. You will put those notes there, like, do not put Tony in charge or whatever. And that helps it.
Every family has a Tony.
That's right. And it gets right to the point of having it work out. And then we quote you a fee based on how much you want to do. For example, there's something called guardianship in Illinois that's super expensive, and that's where your spouse has passed away or if you're single and you get ill and you need someone to come help. If you don't have a medical directive to speak to the hospital, big problem. And if you don't have a financial directive, these are not wills now. These are what they call powers of attorney. You have to have your family initiate a guardianship at thousands of dollars up front and thousands of a year, because I've been in one since 1999. Every year I have to go down and explain to a very nice judge, by the way, how my client who became disabled at 36 years old, where his money is now, how can the brothers and sisters who are in charge take care of it, how much can they spend. They have to give an annual report of well-being, all that because of a $150 form called a financial directive. And then again, at the hospital, and someone's coding, and they go, well, who's in charge? You want to have that, because it can get very emotional if you have not gone ahead and had a family meeting and say, I went to Dave, kids. Sally, you're a nurse. You're in charge on the medical. Bill, you're an accountant. You're in charge of the money. That information being known before it's too late is huge. So we're very good about getting that information out. And again, when you're in my office, you'll never leave not knowing what we're going to charge. Everything is on a project basis. We don't just run the meter on an hourly or anything, because we know it's already a thing that someone has procrastinated enough where they're already skeptical that it's going to cost them an arm and a leg, which it does not.
So what number do I call when I need this questionnaire sent to me?
Yeah, 630-285-5300. You can say that you heard me about a questionnaire on WGN, and the same day we'll email it or we'll throw a stamp on it. And then we will get together either by Zoom. I've been doing a lot of that post-COVID because people learned how to use Zoom. If I have the copy in front of me, I'll interview them. Wife might be at work, husband may be at home or whatever. We can do a three-way Zoom, maybe on the lunch hour, instead of traveling
Look
to my office.
You.
But we do that. Or if people just want to feel me out, like I see a nut job or something, they'll come to the office. You could drink coffee, pop, whatever.
Dave, I have to interrupt you. There's three callers on the line, and they're all named Tony.
Oh, sorry about that. So, yeah, I meant to say if the meth head was Arnie. So
let's get him some help. Okay,
yes,
that's
yes.
what we'll do.
Yes, but anyway,
so you don't need a will. You need these things.
Yeah,
right?
Well, if you have over $100,000 net worth, you definitely need a will, which most people are with everything you own. But the bottom line is, a will, people think they're not going to court because they went and saw a will lawyer. Biggest misimpression, other than how people drive, about, you know, turning left from the right-hand lane,
yeah.
that kind of thing. And what it is a will is only as good as a judge blessing it. So even if you have a couple $100,000 and you just die with a will, that has to go to court in order for it to be a valid will. It cannot be acted on without a judge's blessing, and it's very expensive. So we'd really like to do the end run with these personal trusts, and that's it. And it's not just for millionaires. It's for regular people.
Just like you and me.
Yes. Simple and free. Simple and free.
Yes. All right.
Tony seems aggravated.
Yeah, he is very aggravated. Feel free to give us a call on the MegaPros phone or text line, 312-981-7200. Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
If you missed this,
Sarah Andreas,
this is what you missed.
In my opinion, builder-grade cement, they come and fly through a neighborhood, do 20 homes at once. It's not the best quality.
And they go with 4-bag or 5-bag instead of 6-bag, and that's what you know, I see,
yeah.
Joe. 4-bag, 5-bag, 6-bag, Joe.
We're going to rip these walls out, then, of course, rewire it.
Yeah, you're going to make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
And what is the bag?
It's the bags of Portland cement in the concrete mix. Cement is an additive in the concrete. That helps determine the PSI.
There you go, Donna.
There you go, David. You were saying it, and you didn't even know what it
was. Yeah, I know. PSI. Come on. Cement goes into concrete. Duh.
I'm really sorry I spoke to you the way I did, and I still think you're the best cement man in the business.
Really?
No, but I got to get this driveway done, and no one else is available.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Yes, it's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg today. I know you guys miss Dave. He will be back next week. And Joe Hogel is here, MegaPros Home Improvement. Igor Marak, Vice President of Mr. Floor Companies. Dave Schluter, Real Estate Attorney and Estate Planner. Amy Kite, Realtor with the Kite Team, Keller Williams Infinity. And Sarah Andreas is up right now, Robert R. Andreas & Sons General Contractors. Sarah, can we start out with a question?
Yes.
Bob has called us on the MegaPros phone line, 312-981-7200. What's going on, Bob?
Yes, I was just inquiring about the shortage of concrete.
Sure. Yeah, so definitely. So actually, the shortage right now is the Portland cement, which is an ingredient to make concrete. And basically what we're experiencing, like many other industries throughout this pandemic and post-COVID world, supply chain issues. Right now, the Mississippi River is having record low, which means the barges coming from Portugal trying to get north to Chicago. There's actually three barges, I believe my dad told me, are stuck. So we're waiting on the Portland cement to come in so that we can mix and make the concrete. But the best thing about working with someone like us, Andreas and Sons, is that we have not gone one day without being able to deliver concrete to our customers. The reason being is our longstanding relationship with our concrete supplier. So that's something that not every person who can pour a driveway can say.
There you go, Bob. So if you need some cement, you might be calling Andreas and Sons.
Well, I'm sure I will. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the info.
Awesome. Thanks, Bob.
And hold on the line. We'll set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor product. Thank you for calling. So that is pretty impressive that your customers don't have to wait. This doesn't affect them.
Yes, yes. Actually, it's due to 100% my dad's meticulous planning, his rigid OCD style of putting in orders and planning things out 10 days ahead of time. So we've been able to avoid any slowdown or work stoppage.
Okay. And for people listening, how do they reach you?
Yes, you can give us a call to schedule a free consultation at 708-863-5735. And I'm always available if you call our office. If you have any questions, you maybe don't need a consultation or a price on a project, but you just have some questions. Maybe you live outside of our service area up in like Mundelein. I could definitely put you in contact with somebody who can help you. Help yourself.
Okay, now you do both residential and industrial, correct?
Yes, residential, industrial, and commercial concrete, yes.
All right, and there was a listener from Franklin Park who works at an industrial plant and was wondering if Andreas and Sons could help create a new loading dock for their truck fleet.
Absolutely, that is right in our wheelhouse. We have done many loading docks for industrial chemical facilities, and that is a great project that we could do now in the winter. We can pour all the way up until Christmas. And then
that's interesting.
Yes, yes, that's actually, we were talking about our winters getting a little bit more milder. The last maybe 2 or 3 years, we've worked all the way to Christmas.
Wow.
Pouring residential customers. That's driveways, stairs, flat work. But we can do industrial 365 days a year. And going further than loading docks, we also can build trenches, pads for heavy machinery, install steel ballards, catch basin work. There's all sorts of things that we can do to help you. Warehouse floors, you name it, we can do it.
All right, that sounds perfect. Did you play with rocks when you were a little girl?
Yes, I did. I did, actually, yeah. In fifth grade, I started a business where I took the rocks on the playground and I painted them with nail polish and I would sell them to other fifth graders. That's a true story, honest to God.
Oh, that's incredibly awesome. All right. Sarah, Andreas and Sons, how long have they been around, your company?
Since 1956.
Jeez.
Yeah, so my grandfather and then my father and my aunt are now the owners and operating, family-owned and operated, and I'm learning the business.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You mentioned some things with all the industrial stuff, not only loading docks, but you mentioned other things that I have no idea what they are.
Definitely. I mean, if you are in that sphere and you're a maintenance director for a facility like that, you'll kind of get the lingo that I'm speaking. But even going further, if you are somebody who's in a condo association and you have a problem where people are in your parking garage hitting the same corner over and over again, we could install steel ballards to create a barrier. So we can apply the things that we do for industrial customers down to residential customers as well.
This better just be like a wind warning because the alarm's been going off today. And I hate to tell you, I love spending time with you, but I'm going to be the first one out the door.
No, not the first one.
Going on.
Yeah, right.
Sarah, we're going to take a break, do some news, come back and continue talking with Sarah Andreas from Andreas and Sons. And again, how do people reach you?
Yeah, you can give our office a call. Someone, a live person, will answer the phone Monday through Friday, 708-863-5735. Or you could find us on the web at andreasconstruction.com.
News time right now on Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning to you. There is some crazy weather out there. Severe thunderstorm warning in Cook and DuPage and I can't remember the other county. And Lake County. That's what's going on. And I'm in for David Hochberg. I'm Wendy Snyder. And we have a panel of experts today. Amy Kite is here. Dave Schluter, Igor, well, let's just say Mr. Floor, Maroc, Joe Hogel, and Sarah Andreas. We're in the midst of speaking to Sarah. Now, all you people have really helped listeners and clients out there. How is Andreas, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, helping people?
Absolutely. So the main way that we are helping our residential customers is the permit process. Now, if you own a home and you've done any work on your home, you know that you have to obtain a permit and inspections to legally do the work on your home. Now, that is becoming more challenging than ever. After COVID, these municipalities, their building departments got slashed in half. If they had 20 employees before, now they have 10, and five of them work remotely, which is creating a little bit of a headache for just the regular Joe Schmo off the street to go get a building permit for yourself. So that's a big way that we're helping our customers is we handle from the beginning of your job to the end of your job, making sure that everything is kosher and good with your municipality. So if you live in, like, for instance, LaGrange, Oak Park, and you want to put new concrete in that isn't already existing on your lot, there are formulas and calculations and equations to determine if you have enough green space in your lot allowance to be able to put that new concrete in. Now, if you're confident and you're maybe an engineer or somebody with that background, go right ahead. Try to get your own permit. But most people, that is just way above the level of any understanding of any average homeowner. So that's where we can step in and facilitate that service for our customers.
That is a big pain.
Yes.
Absolutely. Dave, you'd like to chime in?
And run, I'm going to back that up 101%. Our new real estate contract that we've been using the last 3 years has a statement in there that says, seller swears to God that they always got a permit when one was needed, and they also swear to God that if there was a permit open, that it's been canceled and properly inspected. And that's in the contract. Mm-hmm. And so if you do this wink wink where the guy says, oh yeah, Andreas is $10,000, I'll do it for $7,000 and I won't make you get a permit, do not go down that road to perdition. Because when you sell your house and the inspector comes after a fire and they go, oh, when did you do the apron? I don't know, the guy who sold it to me, you are going to get sued. So this is a whole new era of spying and enforcement and obligating people after the fact. But yeah, she's definitely right. You pay more to get somebody who says, yes, we will pull permits. Do not fall for the wink, wink, I'll do it for cheaper. It's always going to bite you in the end.
All right, so if you have somebody do work, this just happened with people I know. Mm-hmm. They got a great deal, and the crew had to work on weekends and at crazy hours because they weren't getting a permit. What happens? I mean, you can get by and get the work done, but it's if something goes wrong?
Again, as Joe knows, replacing existing, doing a sink or doing that or the other. But my brother lives in Oak Park where you can't even do a water heater without a permit. I mean, that sounds ludicrous, but this is the enforcement world we live in, Big Brother. And so they can come tear it out. They can fine you.
Really? The job's completed,
yes,
they can find they out.
Tear it out.
Yes.
But there goes your new...
Wait a second. The building department is there to make sure that those guys working on the weekend really don't qualify to do your home improvement.
No, and I'm not endorsing that. I'm just saying that... That, but there is a money motivator too now.
I totally understand.
Not just a safety motivator.
Right,
now it is money.
Well, But they have to get it done. They've got half the staff. I get that.
Right.
But they're making sure
right.
that it's up to code.
Oh, sure. That, right. That's been my approach. When people call me, what do you think I should do? I don't just do it to protect myself. I do it on the right reasons, right. which is be smart about it.
Sure. And my understanding is why some of these municipalities, particularly like LaGrange and Oak Park, are cracking down on this enforcement of having enough green space for lots, which usually I just worked with a customer. She had to have 40% of her lot be green space, which means permeable. So grass, pavers count.
Oh, but, they do
yeah,
count.
All pavers right. count. Absolutely. But like where you're,
I got worried for a minute.
Yeah, no. You're in LaGrange. That's another tricky one over there.
Bottom line, though, it's so the water has some place to go.
Absolutely. But right. these municipalities have faced lawsuits in mm-hmm. because of record flooding and the insurance companies. Somebody has taken up lawsuits against these municipalities.
Right.
Therefore, they have to crack down. And you're seeing that reflected, particularly Oak Park. I have paid many personal visits to the Village Hall in Oak Park on behalf of our customers to try and push their permits through, and to no avail. Sometimes we have to change the scope of their work to get any concrete done. So it is a very stressful time for homeowners who just want to improve their lot, possibly improving their lot for resale value or mobility, accessibility. I have a customer I'm working with in Oak Park right now, and his permit took over like 2 months to come Jeez. Through.
Well, under the attorney review provisions, anytime I have somebody young or old, I say, what's the purpose? Are you going to live there? Is your mother going to live there? They go, no, we're going to double the size. Within that 5 business day time, I add a rider subject to any of these rules, and they have them go in with a site plan, not an architect, but just a site plan of how much they want to go out the back or whatever. And I saved a guy in LaGrange from having to go through with buying something that he would have never been able to do his dreams just because I wrote that. He went to the village and they were doing that rule.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got his money back. He got his earnest money back. Seller was not offended because it all happened in the first week. But yeah, I interview my buyers and say, now what's the end game here? Or if it's an association and they've been told, oh yeah, you can stick your aunt in there. Well, we make a phone call. Are renters allowed? No. Well, what about family members? Only immediate family members. So some, again, people can buy something if they don't have a qualified real estate attorney and not be able to enjoy it. So we ask all those tough questions. And it's better to know ahead of time.
It is.
Try to fix something later.
That is. So, Sarah, that is interesting. I didn't know anything about that green space thing.
Yeah. And you know what? Nettie in our office, she does the permits. She's the main communication for customers. She's just a wealth of knowledge and so patient and just such an amazing person to work with as a customer to get these permits pushed through. So if you want to work with somebody who can do your job cheaper than we can and they say pull your own permit, go ahead and try, and then maybe you'll end up calling me in a couple weeks because it's quite a headache.
And how do they reach you again, Sarah?
Yeah, you can give our business a call at 708-863-5735. You could find us on the web at andreasconstruction.com, and we are on Facebook at Andreas & Sons.
Awesome. All right, we are going to take a break, and then we are going to talk to Igor Marak, Mr. Floor. I just want to sing a Mr. Floor. Is there a Mr. Floor jingle?
There is
1-800. Yeah, they can push it.
All right. Well, we'll come
but
back
we
and do that.
We talked about this before. It's not the best jingle.
It's better than yours.
No, it's not
Mega.
Better than no. Ours is very nice and soothing, and Igor's is like carnival music.
We're trying to wake you up, and Joe's trying to.
I don't know what it's like. Dunk, 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 dunk. Think it's not really. That.
All right, yeah, let me hear it. Uh-oh.
See, nobody wants to hear it.
I went to the other guy.
There you go.
No, the Mr. Floor one.
I don't know if they have one.
Mr.
Floor. All right, we'll have to send it to.
No, I don't know if you want that.
It's just. All right. I love it.
Oh, cut it out. Wendy, you're trying
to be nice. The battle of the jingles
That's right.
will continue.
It's a jingle battle. No way.
Here on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mr. Floor Igor Mrock.
Commence operation vacuum suck.
If you're going to vacuum the floor, go ahead and do that, but use suction-only type vacs.
So you want to suck it out only?
Suction only.
Ironically, that was my high school band name, Suction Only.
She's gone from suck to blow.
There you go. It's kind of ironic you brought it up because I had flashbacks.
Can you give us a sample?
It certainly does suck.
It sucked. Yeah, it sucked, but got a lot of fond memories, so let's not push it.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, so that's a lot of fun. I miss David Hochberg today.
Yeah, that was all, you know, just like ad lib, inadvertent. It just sort of all came out, and the boys in the booth just love, you know, splicing it all together.
Put it all together.
It was fantastic. Igor Mrock, correct? Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Because Hochberg told me it took him 18 months to learn how to say your name.
At least.
He did the same thing with Joe.
All right, Mr. Floor, can we start with a question? Because this person has been on hold for a while. Is that okay? Jean, you are calling from Wisconsin this morning?
That's correct.
All right. You had a question for Mr. Floor?
Yeah. I have vinyl wood-looking flooring, and we moved in a year ago, and I've cleaned the floor with... The brand name is Zap. It's either ZEP or ZAP.
Yeah.
And I can't get these, like, watermarks off of sections of the floor. So I don't know if they dropped something hot on it, something caustic, liquor, or to leave these rings, these marks.
Yeah, those are they're probably hard watermarks, actually. You know, if you have a vinyl... laminated type product, those are extremely durable. They're non-porous. They're very difficult to stain. So it's probably just a combination of that cleaning product that you're using and maybe just a little bit of hard water. What I would recommend, you know, we manufacture a vinyl and laminate cleaning product, which is absolutely outstanding and will remove a lot of the spots and any other you know, areas of debris or anything that you may have on the surface of that floor. And it's just a spray and wipe. It's very, very easy to use. You can even grab just a paper towel, just spray the product directly onto the floor and just wipe it. You should be able to remove those spots. It may take a couple of cleanings, but you should be able to get down, you know, to a nice clean surface.
Sound good?
Yeah, great, but where do I get the product?
Yeah, so it's real easy. Go to www.mrfloor, that's mrfloor.com, mm-hmm. and go right to our online store. You will see the full lineup of all of our cleaning products. Our whole family of Mr. Floor cleaning products will be listed there. The one you want is the vinyl and laminate cleaner. And that's the one you should get. You know, we also offer a deep cleaning kit for everybody listening, which is great for wood floors, for vinyl floors, you know, all the different surfaces. And it comes with a really great mop. It's a microfiber mop with a nice aluminum handle. And you know, you'll get the entire set, and you can kind of get yourself set up for success that way.
Jean,
wonderful.
Hang on a second. Doesn't she get a free product for calling
will.
In today?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
She absolutely will.
Why don't you hang on and we'll set you up, Jean, okay?
Oh, there's one other thing. Earlier in the show, when you began, you made an offer of a free hoodie if I made you guys laugh.
Yeah, that was Joe.
Yeah, well, that was me, but you didn't make me laugh so far, this conversation. Not so much.
Are you going to try? What, do you have a joke?
Yeah.
Get ready with the dump button. I think Gene's going to go blue.
Come on. I like Gene a lot.
Go ahead, Gene.
Sounds sweet. No. Come on.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Guy walks into a tavern, sits down at the bar next to a couple. He has a beer. All of a sudden, he lets out this loud burp. The guy next to him says, "How dare you burp before my wife?" The guy turns around to him and says, "Sorry, I didn't know it was her turn."
I like it.
Joe's laughing. You know what that means.
I didn't know it was her turn. That bar was in Wisconsin. Is that correct? Gene, you definitely get a hoodie.
How about that?
We'll throw in that mop. Let's throw in that mop as well.
You're going to throw in the mop?
I'm going to throw in the mop.
I got a one-up here.
Thank you.
Gene, this
you guys
is
are
your lucky day.
So you got like a whole
hang
box
on a second.
Box set coming your way. And Wendy, for everybody else listening, use the promo code WGN for a nice discount off your first order to try any of our cleaning products.
We are going to take a break. We're going to do some
that was
news
a good joke,
coming up.
Think?
That was a pretty good... That was pretty... I'm a good burper.
Yeah.
So really? I appreciated
you
that.
You drink
yeah.
beer?
What?
Do you drink beer?
Of course I drink beer.
I don't think I am.
What?
I don't drink beer, no. Joseph. I don't drink
You're
beer.
A liar.
Tequila.
I do not drink beer.
No, he likes the
I could feel
stuff.
Drunk... and full at the same time from beer, like right away.
Well, that's true. I had a nice old fashioned last night.
Ooh, those are good.
So I had an old fashioned. I don't usually get those.
I usually get a Manhattan. There is a difference
is
between
it?
The two. Yeah, I like rye whiskey better than bourbon. So that would be a Manhattan. There's more sugar in an old fashioned, and you got to have the Luxardo cherries though in either. That is the way to roll.
In both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of orange in the old-fashioned, of course, but just the cherry in the Manhattan. I know my way around a drink.
It sounds like you do. But you drink beer, though.
That's, I drink beer. I drink wine with pasta, and I like a good vodka and tonic.
Ooh, okay. I like extra. Tequila.
I was going to say, Joe likes his tequila.
Yeah.
So, nice. Do you do like a margarita, shots? What do you do?
Just tequila on the rocks.
Tequila on the rocks.
Yeah.
A little lime in it or no?
No.
This is
salt.
Like Chicago's Best on Channel 11. No. What
drinking.
Do you think about the menu? We're coming back.
We have to take a break. We are going to continue talking with Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, coming up next. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago, and the news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I am certainly not paying attention today. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. I'm just sitting
You're
here
on the radio.
Chatting up a storm with
You're
all you
radio.
Guys.
We did a whole segment without you.
All right. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. Hochberg will be back next week. The MegaPros phone and text line 312-981-7200. And we're talking to Igor Marak, Mr. Floor. And I do have a text for you, Mr. Floor.
Yeah.
Wendy, can you ask Mr. Floor about screening an unfinished hardwood floor? We moved into a house, pulled up the carpet to beautiful hardwood floors, but they are unfinished. We heard about screening instead of refinishing. What does he think? What does that mean, screening?
Yeah, good question. So screening is an interim process, Wendy. So what that means is if you have a traditional wood floor, regardless of its format, it could be solid, it could be engineered, really doesn't matter how it's constructed, but there's always a coating on that type of a floor. And so screening basically reintroduces a coating without having to actually sand the floors down to their raw state. So if they uncovered floors that are in generally good shape, you know, after they remove their carpet, and all they want to do is basically just have a coating reapplied, that process is known as a screen and recoat. And we generally perform that for a lot of our clients whose floors are in more or less good shape, and we just want to kind of preserve them and freeze them in their current condition and apply a coating of protection on top. So that's most likely what that texture is referring to, and it's a process that we perform very regularly for clients, and especially if the floors, again, are in generally good shape and they don't need to be sanded all the way down raw, that's a great alternative. It's typically done in a single day, and that coating that's applied, our products are all commercially rated. We can get several years of life out of that coating, and they really don't have to do much beyond that.
I was telling you off the air, we have a home that was built around 1890-ish, and original hardwood floors, and they're very yellow. They have just gotten this ugly yellow color.
Yeah.
They're in decent shape. Now, is that something that could be refinished? You basically judge whether or not there are big gaps in between. Like, how do you know when it's time to replace the entire floor or just to refinish?
So the only time really that you should be replacing the floor is if the floor cannot be refinished, right? Or if you just simply want a different type of flooring. For example, you want to go wider with planks, or you want to do a different species for yourself. You know, you're looking for, you know, a maple versus an oak, or a hickory versus a walnut, you know, something along those lines. But if a wood floor, it doesn't really matter how old it is, Wendy, we can take a 150-year-old floor. I don't care. It could be 200 years old. And we can machine that floor. If it has enough physical wood left in there for us to sand, we can absolutely make it look brand new, like the day it was installed, if it lends itself to that process. So with your floor, what you're experiencing is just an oxidation of the coating. Your floor is perfectly fine underneath. It just needs a good refinishing, reapplication of a stain if you're looking for a particular color, and then top coats on top, and then you're back to square one. We could reset the clock completely on that floor.
And then the upstairs, we went to Builder Supply Outlet and bought some laminate and put that over the hardwood floors just because it was even worse and more yellowy upstairs. Yeah. But they're still intact, and then if we change our mind, that's just something you can do, correct?
Yeah.
Or you can do what my wife and I did, which is had Igor do the whole house in the modern hardwood that floats. It's very comfy, but it can be sanded five times.
Yeah.
It can change colors five times during your ownership. They put enough wood on that.
Wow. That really?
Or if you sell your house, your buyer, we have the very pretty, dark, trendy one. But if the next people say, let's go to light, take it off, start over.
Because when you were saying that, Igor, about, you know, you could change the floors if you don't like the color, I just thought that was kind of wasteful, like to get rid of the floors to put a new one in. But when
it's
you're able to...
The top layer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what we did for Dave, which is, you know, he's sitting right next to me here, and, you know, obviously he's a client of ours as well. Instead of removing his existing floors, we actually put a new engineered wood floor on top, because it was much easier, kind of like along the lines, Wendy, of when you put in that vinyl floor, that laminate floor over your existing wood floor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of that type of a format, we gave David a floor that is an engineered floor, so that we didn't have to remove his existing floor. We used his existing wood floor simply as a subfloor, as a base, which is now housing this brand new floor. And the format is engineered, meaning that it's a veneer of wood, and then there's plywood construction underneath it. But our formats are always designed with a refinishing in mind. So in Dave's case, we can refinish his floors if he wanted to multiple times over the life of that floor. Or if he sold it to me and I just simply wanted a different color, I would have us come in and just refinish that floor and restain it into a different color.
That's genius.
Yeah, and the cheaper products.
Really?
Yeah, and the cheaper stuff doesn't allow that. You do one time, it looks like you're, time to move out. But yeah, that sold us completely. We have no intention of changing, but maybe the next people might.
Sure.
And
it's always nice to have that in your back pocket, Wendy, because, you know, again, tastes change, colors change, and everybody has their own preference. Amy was involved in selling David Hogberg's home, and we actually came in under her tutelage and basically changed the color, because his floor was this, like, really not very attractive, you know, very early, like, I don't know, late 80s, early 90s type color. And Amy said, no, that's got to go.
Because it's not going to sell like that, right?
Right, right. And we refinished it, and Amy sold it, no problem.
I think you texted me and said it was early depression. I think you said.
All right, we have to wrap up, but I do want to talk about a loyal Home Sweet Home Chicago listener from Lincolnshire called to ask about wondering if it was safe to use vinegar and water on her newly installed wood floors.
I can answer that.
Yeah, right. Joe and I have talked about this ad nauseum on this show for years.
So my grandma would use vinegar and water for a lot of things. I just found out she would use it to clean windows also.
Yeah.
Right?
But then you have the white vinegar, but then it smells like white vinegar for a while.
Which isn't a bad thing.
I love vinegar on my salad.
Yeah, not on your wood floor.
But what you taught me is it's the acid that's not good for a finish.
Yep.
Right? It might be okay for your windows, I suppose.
Yeah, for windows, for your ceramic tiles maybe in the bathroom. But definitely you don't want to use a lot of vinegar on a wood floor because it's too aggressive. So we would say before we introduced our cleaning products, we actually would tell clients the same thing. You know, use just a tiny little bit, like a little capful of vinegar. And in their mind, well, if a capful is good, then a cupful must be better.
That's wrong with us.
And now floors that are supposed to last 10, 15, 20 years look terrible within 2 to 3 years because they're cleaning them regularly if it's an active home. And they're basically destroying their coatings because the acidity of the vinegar basically breaks down the coating, the polyurethane coating. It's too aggressive. And then the water does a number on the wood floor as well, because if you're oversaturating that floor, you wind up actually causing the floor to expand because wood will actually absorb that excess water. And so now you've got too much water, too much vinegar, and you're really destroying your floor. Your floor really won't stand a chance with that type of cleaning product.
All right. How do people reach you to get a new floor, a floor that they can resand several times, or cleaning products? How do people reach you, Mr. Floor?
Give us a call directly, please, at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFloor.com. And please don't forget to use the promo code WGN if you'd like to try our cleaning products for a 10% off on your first order.
Quick break, and then we will come back and talk to Mega Pro Joe here on Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720.
What do you want to talk about, Wendy?
We'll think about it. WGN.
Home Chicago.
Mega Pro's Joe, Mega Pro's Home Improvement.
I do worry about you when I'm not here with you.
Why do you worry about me?
Because I think you'll miss me.
I do.
No, then I worry about me because you don't miss me.
No, I definitely worry about you. And that shirt, what year is that shirt from?
1937.
1937? Yeah. When you were born? You look great.
Yeah.
For 90, whatever the heck that is.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right, guys, it's a real rainy Saturday today, and we were just looking at the boats on the river, the Chicago River, and there's a marine warning. Are you even supposed to be out when it's raining?
No, you shouldn't be out when it's raining, period.
All right. Go that home. Is Joe Hogle, Mega Pros Home Improvement.
Mega.
We've got Amy Kite here today, Dave Schluter, Sarah Andreas, and Igor Marak. And real quick question before we chat with Joe. Sherry has called us on the Mega Pros phone line, 312-981-7200. Hey, Sherry, how are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I have a question about the flooring. I have a solid wood oak floor in my kitchen. And I was thinking of purchasing area rugs for in front of the sink and in front of the stove that they advertise as being good for your back. It's a thick vinyl with a padding in it. And I'm wondering if this is good for the wood floor or if I should just forget about this altogether.
I would say you're perfectly fine using those types of mats. The only thing I would caution you about is if you're cleaning the floor and a little bit of moisture gets underneath those mats, they're not going to allow the floor to breathe. So what we've seen is with people that just don't sort of clean under the mat or move the mat periodically is that moisture can build up and you can actually discolor the floor. So that's the only thing I would caution you about. So they're perfectly fine to use. They're not going to hurt the floor. Just once in a while, pick them up, clean underneath there, at least, you know, wipe underneath there, and then just put the mat right back.
Okay. Thank you so much for your information.
You're welcome.
And Sherry, why don't you hang on a second, and we will set you up with your choice of Mr. Floor floor cleaning product. I'm on your website right now, MrFloor.com, and you have so much stuff. You have mops. I don't want to take business away from you, but people use a Swiffer. Is a Swiffer good to use?
You know, Swiffer is perfectly fine to use as long as you use the dry Swiffer. So we're not huge fans of the wet Swiffer because the cleaning products that are infused into that cloth, what we find is they leave a haze on the floor and they can build up over time. So we've talked about oil soaps.
Yeah, that Murphy's oil soap. Joe and I will battle this one out. I do not like the smell of it.
I like the smell of it.
Can I be the tiebreaker?
Sarah?
I love it. I love
Sarah
it.
Sarah loves the smell.
I love it.
It's the two drinkers. You guys are the
it
two
smells
drinkers.
Smells like mildew. I hate it.
It doesn't smell like mildew.
It does.
That's
your
ridiculous.
House must stink.
Oh, it doesn't.
Oh, wow.
My house.
I'm just kidding.
Time to call
wait
Amy.
Until I tell
get
my wife
that. The thing listed right now.
Wendy Snyder.
I think it's personal
stinks.
Preference, but I.
That is true.
I would say our cleaning products smell great. Dave, you use them.
Yep.
Joe, you've tried it. I think we've hit it out of the park with the way that our products perform and how they actually smell. We have a lot
how
of compliments.
They smell. Right.
They smell great.
It's important. Right. Sarah?
I'm a smell person. It's got to smell good.
I know.
Yeah.
Amy, what do you think about the smell of Murphy's?
I have zero opinion because I don't think I know what it smells like.
Whoa.
So.
Mildew.
Okay. Well.
It doesn't, and I'm totally kidding.
I don't like mildew.
No, that's a terrible smell. I was just trying to bother
you. For an
you.
Air freshener, it's awful. But,
yes, it is.
Joe, you know that when you're with your honey and her nose is runny, you think it's funny, but it's not.
Again, oh, two shows at Zany's this weekend. God. Dave Schluter, ladies and gentlemen.
We're talking about smelling. I just
but everybody does have a different sniffer. Mm-hmm. You know, we
ophylactory.
Really do.
It's your ophylactory senses.
Look at you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can we talk to you next about stuff?
Sure.
He is Mega Pro Joe Hogel, Mega, and we will continue. But I believe it's news time right now here on 720 WGN. Ben, you can't just go stretch after I've thrown it to a break. I mean, I can fill some time.
You're
we're going right to news. Oh, okay.
Do you know that?
You can't. What?
You're still on the air.
I know I'm still on the air. So Kleppen can't take it early, or we got to go right till till 12:30.
You should see Benny's face.
Ben just threw his hat across the room.
Kevin James is in. Kevin Wells. Boy, you guys are giving me some great information today.
Boy, Hochberg never does all this. You're on the air, sweetie.
I know I'm on the air. I've been on the air for a long time, Joe.
Ben is sweating.
Yeah, we don't call women sweetie either.
Did he say sweetie?
He
I just
sweetie.
Tuned that out.
Yeah, no, I heard it.
It's bad?
Yeah, you don't call a grown woman sweetie.
Oh, honey, you shouldn't be offended by that.
Honey, no. Sweetie.
All right, everything has gone. Kevin Wells is in the newsroom. Is that who's taking over from now? And can I just say, we have an extra half hour of this fun today because we have Blackhawks hockey coming your way at 1:30, correct? Joe Brand will have the pregame show. But now we are going to go into the newsroom.
Now it's time.
Yes.
Okay.
Is
and
it
Kevin,
time?
Kevin
Is it
Wells
okay?
will get us up to date on all the weather alerts that are going on because our little beeper's been going off throughout the day today.
Yes,
and
it
if
has.
You heard it on the air, at first I thought it was something major and I was going to run out of here and leave you guys here all by yourself.
I know. We were
that's
worried.
How
but
I'm not
could,
going down
didn't
with the ship.
You know if you can get your car out.
I still may be here all night. But there are some warnings and some crappy weather, basically. But now we go to the newsroom here on 720. WGN. I think we're having technical difficulties today. I'm having technical difficulties in my brain, but also the control board is having it as well. So I can just take it live because I'm here. I am Wendy Snyder, and I'm in for David Hochberg. Does David ever have trouble with anything?
Not quite like this.
Are we interrupting your little afternoon snack, Joe?
Did you try these? Did you try these, Wendy?
I don't know what they are.
Amy,
are these good?
Those.
Yeah, I brought those.
They're
from.
Very good.
Amy, delish.
All right. Good. Amy brought a little something today from Corner Bakery. What are those?
What do you call
little
them?
Crisps.
Little Ooh, crisps.
Little bread
crisps. Isn't that your nickname, Amy? Little crisp?
Little crisp.
Is that your nickname?
Amy Kite, realtor with the Kite team, Keller Williams Infinity. Dave Schluter is here, real estate attorney and estate planner.
Igor just left. Look.
I know. He's done. Sarah Andreas, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, Inc., General Contractors. We've got Igor Marak, Vice President of Mr. Floor Companies.
No, we don't even
know.
Joe,
he'll be back.
Look.
Joe Hogel, Mega Pros, Home Improvement. What's hot now? What's a good way to
Besides
update
Besides you.
Oh, Joe.
Besides.
You know. just really.
So let's talk
it's
about,
hard to shut me up, but you right. managed to do it.
But
frequently.
Here, let's go. So in your house, we talked about your siding. You want to get that done, right?
Yeah, but listeners get irritated when I talk about my house, but
oh,
I don't know
really?
What their houses look like, so
oh,
I would like to bring up
why.
Stuff that they would do.
All right.
Don't feel bad, honey. It really, it's okay.
Shut up,
oh,
so, Dave Schluter.
I didn't say that. Dave did. But here, Barack.
Barack.
We were talking about you a while back. I was saying that my Judy, she wanted to put all hardwood on the second floor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We were
so,
talking about this.
We went back and forth on the use of hardwood in bedrooms, correct, Amy?
Yes.
All right. Now,
click,
Amy.
Click, click, click,
yep.
You know, a lot of noise up there in the bedrooms.
Well, and also the warmth feel, right?
That was your
yes.
biggest concern is how's the warmth?
So right. the yep. warmth, the sound, the whole thing, right? Yeah. So in a big bedroom, all that hardwood, that is going to be that echo chamber, mm-hmm. that hardwood thing, right? So then it's like, oh, put rugs all over it. And it's like, well, then why have hardwood?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So we actually, and it's really, it's been consistent over the years. We have people come in to see us under doctor's orders to remove their rugs from their bedrooms and put in a hard surface
because
floor.
Of allergies
yes.
and all the dust.
Are those doctors on your payroll?
Not anymore.
Okay.
You know, I really, and I said this on the air when we discussed it, I invested in a Dyson vacuum. I had a coupon at Kohl's, and I saved a lot of money and got like a $500 vacuum for $250, mm-hmm. still a lot.
No, they're great.
But I vacuum pretty frequently, and I am amazed when I empty that to see what it has sucked up in like a week's time. I know we have a dog, but it's not even dog hair. It's just, it's amazing to me what lives in your carpets.
Well, I'll go one better. So we go through continuing education in our industry. And about 10 years ago, I was at a seminar and they were talking about this exact thing, allergies, pollutants, you know, that sort of a thing, and how carpets and rugs trap all of those pollutants and all those allergens. And so they actually had each one of us get up and take a look at a piece of carpet under a microscope.
Oh, God, I bet you were grossed out.
It Brookfield
was,
Zoo.
It was the most unbelievable thing I've
but
ever seen.
But you could do the same thing with your bedspread, too.
Fine, but okay, but this was, you know.
Yeah, but that you can actually wash so the whole thing is washed. Unless, and you should call executive carpet cleaning and let mm-hmm. them do it because it makes a huge difference. But we don't do it as much as we should with that.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I would say if you have any breathing issues, allergies, that sort of a thing, I think, you know, having a rug or a carpet, wall-to-wall carpet, especially like a real, you know, almost like a shag. You know, shag is kind of popular again. It's called frisé now. That's
come
the
on.
New,
is it
absolutely?
Really?
Amy, correct me if I'm wrong. You probably
no,
see
you're
it
right.
all the time.
What is
frisé,
it? Frisé, frisé was no. there. It's now, it's kind of tampered back. But you're right. I mean, frisé was the
it was
thing
a big
up until
thing.
Like, honestly, a couple of years
just
ago.
Just a couple of years ago, exactly. Yeah. And we, you know, we see that. And the problem is that with that, you know, that real tall fiber, you can imagine what gets trapped in there and what lives in there. And yeah, once in a while you'll vacuum. But Wendy, to your point, if you're talking about not being able to launder your sheets or be able to throw them in the, you know, in the dryer, even with the high heat,
yeah.
I mean, that takes care of a lot of those allergens and pollutants and things. But what do you do with carpet? Unless you're cleaning your carpets on a regular basis, vacuuming will only go so far.
Do you remember in the 70s, I was a little girl in the 70s, but we had the shag carpeting.
And the rakes.
And the rakes.
The rakes. Yes.
Oh, my God. And that was like three-inch long shag carpeting. Yeah. And it got so matted down, so the rakes didn't even really help that much.
We used to rake our carpets.
Yeah.
I think we're going carpet.
You are going to go carpet? After everything I just told you, you're going carpet.
I'm still going carpet, okay, though. It's like,
now, they're still arguing at home about this. Understood.
No. Oh, Judy actually heard you talking, and it was like, well, maybe we should go carpet. So,
but, and you said, why have a hardwood floor if you're going to put a carpet on it? Because it gives you choices, and you can get a full-size, beautiful rugs. They have so many now where it leaves a nice little border or goes to the edge, but then you have options. If you go, you know, carpeting installed,
I really wasn't looking for options.
And nothing's better than stepping on really a carpet tack strip with the little hooks.
Ouch.
Those will get you. The ones that are on the far edge of the carpet.
Why are you going to walk over there?
No, I'm just saying if you happen to be in the middle of construction and you don't have your shoes on, it's quite painful.
Is it worse than a Lego?
Those are very bad, but I don't have any idea why you brought that up.
Stepping on the weevils.
Weevils? Did you find that in your shag carpeting?
No,
we're going way back today.
I found one inside the VCR door one time, why the tape wasn't going in, because little Mr. Weeble was in there, and kids do that. They hide them.
You still have a VCR?
Wow. Back in the day. Oh, my kids are almost 30 now, but...
We still have a working VCR.
You know we're on the radio.
I do know we're on the radio. All right. We are going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. I'm sure people have MegaPro questions for MegaPro Joe, don't they?
What? It doesn't seem like it, but we've got a hardwood floor cleaning question. That seems like a big hit today, doesn't it?
The hardwood floors, yeah.
There's a lot of need out there for that.
All right, well, we'll take
Not
a break.
In the bedroom,
and then you can use a MegaPro phone or text line at 312-981-7200. Hey, it's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg today. Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We wanted to talk about your cleaning products.
Yeah, absolutely, David. What we basically did is we developed it to really help people save their floors. Our cleaning products are simply designed. We're not leaving any hesidue. We're just looking to allow your floor to perform properly.
How about hesidue?
Now you're just making up words.
You like that one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's going to bite them.
I see the boys in the booth smiling already. Yeah.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Oh, boy, you guys have so much fun here. I'm with the experts.
Isn't it amazing?
Mm-hmm. Right. It's Wendy Snyder here and for David Hochberg. He'll be back next week, and we've got a panel of experts today.
Did anybody ask you if you want to take his job?
No.
Oh, no?
I'm not. I don't want to. David does. I like to listen to David.
Oh, so do I.
And I like to sleep in on Saturdays. So,
oh,
you know.
There you go. That's
the real Russian.
Yeah, that's Joe Hogel. Igor Marak is here, Mr. Fleur. Sarah and Andreas, Dave Schluter, Amy Kite. And we do have a lot of hardwood floor questions. David has called us on the Mega Pros phone line, 312-981-7200. What's going on, David?
Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
I've got hardwood in the kitchen and a pantry. And I found rotten potatoes on the floor of the pantry. I've got black.
Nice stain,
floor.
Yeah.
Lucky thing you didn't have carpet.
Right?
So there's a big black ugly stain from the potatoes that rotted.
Yes.
What
yes,
do you do?
I'm not sure.
What have you tried? What have you?
All I did was wipe up all the liquid.
Right.
I took a wet paper towel and wiped it up. The smell is gone, but it's still there.
So is it just like a dark spot?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, it's one of those things where it may be a permanent spot, unfortunately, because the coatings, depending on what kind of coating you have on your floor, they're semi-permeable, meaning that they'll stop liquid and water and even, you know, potato sort of liquid that's
juice.
Generated juice. Yeah, if you want to call it
potato juice.
They'll stop it for a period of time, but if that potato's been sitting there for a long time to the point where it was able to rot, the floor would have probably absorbed the majority of that liquid and it could permanently stain it. So the only option there is to replace those individual planks.
Or put a carpet over it.
Or you could just cover it up, according to
but thank God you got the smell out of there, because would bother me more than anything. Is it in the pantry that this is, or is this in the main part of the...
Yeah, it's inside the pantry. It's not extremely noticeable, but I know it's there, and if the wife finds it, I think I'm in trouble.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll guarantee you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Cover it up. You don't have to think about it.
Yeah, I would agree with everybody on the panel here. I would just cover it up at this point, because the only other alternative is to replace those boards, and then, you know, then you have to refinish potentially the entire kitchen and pantry area for blending, which
but
is
here,
a much bigger
Igor,
project.
That happens with cat urine as well,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So something's getting through the finish and actually staining the wood. Is that correct?
Right. And specifically, it's interesting, cat urine, more so than dog urine, is much more acidic. And what we find in our, you know, visiting everybody's homes throughout Chicagoland is if there's a cat and it's got a favorite spot and it's not going in the litter box, it'll actually burn right through the coating, the wood. I mean, it'll rot all the way through to the point where we have to physically replace those boards. So it's very, very important for anybody listening. If you have a pet that has a favorite spot and it's just going over and over again, urine is very, very acidic, and the polyurethane coatings, and I don't care how durable you think your floor is, that urine will absolutely seep through and actually cause significant damage to those boards.
Can I throw something out there? And David, I don't know if you're willing to try this, and Mr. Fleur is probably going to gasp, but there is a dark spot in his pantry. Is it worth spraying some kind of bleach-type Clorox thing just to try and bleach it up a little bit at this point, or is that really a bad idea?
Hold for the gasp, Wendy. No, I would not recommend. I mean, first of all, he's not going to cause any more damage than he already has, even if he tried it, but it really won't do anything. All it's going to do is it's going to discolor in the other direction. It'll just be a bleach spot
rather
than just a dark spot.
Can we go further into something that you brought up about taking out a few of the boards and then doing the blending? Because we find it often when we go into homes and there are spots where the hardwood needs to be fixed, and you know, especially like around a dining room table, somewhere where the chairs have come in and out, and they don't need to do them all. And yet I always say, listen, if it's a continuous piece of hardwood, you're going to have to do the entire thing. Can you actually blend? You know, can you do just the kitchen and not have to do the dining room if it's all hardwood, or do you need to do it all?
So it really comes down to two things. It comes down to the direction of the floor, and then the direction of the floor through doorways into adjacent rooms. So we can always stop a sanding, refinishing, blending process parallel to the boards. but we can never stop it across or perpendicular to the board. So if you're going from the kitchen to the dining room and there's a directional change or an elevation change where there's a threshold in the doorway, then we could just refinish the kitchen, not have to enter the dining room.
Yep.
But if that floor is continuous and it's running all the way through both rooms through that doorway, then we have to basically do both rooms, Amy, which is why, you know, we get calls on a daily basis. You know, I just have one or two spots. Can't you just come in and just treat those spots? The short answer is no, because we can physically manipulate those boards, but then how do we blend them into the overall space?
Right. And I think people need to understand that is when they do that, they're actually making a bigger problem. So just go do the job right. I mean, from my experience with you doing this, Igor, it's not as expensive as you think it is.
Right.
So just call and get a quote to get it done, because it's probably not as bad as, you know, we always create monsters bigger than they are. It's probably not that bad.
Yeah, from a cost standpoint, it's generally not terrible. It's really what it comes down to is the inconvenience factor, right? So if you're doing a kitchen and it's standalone, okay, so you live without your kitchen for a few days, not a big deal. But what if it's continuous, you know, with the architecture the way it's been the last 20, 30 years, you know, open floor plan, all the rooms are continuous, very few walls, it's basically one large floor that's running throughout. It's the inconvenience factor, and that's why people sort of hold off as long as they can on doing a refinishing.
So where do you put the furniture? How do you live around it? That area has to be tarped off completely.
And
you have to leave the house for a few days,
Do you have to, like, move out for a couple nights with the staining?
I mean, you know, it comes down to floor direction and the geometry of the space. So we're very good at planning that out and moving furniture in stages and kind of breaking up the home into, you know, manageable pieces. But with certain rooms where you just can't enter the home, like if you're doing the foyer, you know, that leads into the kitchen and maybe living room, dining room, you know, you can kind of sort of do that area. But what if the staircase going upstairs is right off the foyer, which it generally is? You can't get upstairs. So effectively, we've evicted you from the home.
Right.
So it's just that we can't have foot traffic on the floor that's being worked on because of contamination, because of the coatings being wet. And as soon as they're dry, we're right back to apply another coat. So it's just one of those things where the logistics really become the reason people hold off, not so much even the finances. So
and it is 4 days, correct?
It can be 4 days if it's a large project. I mean, it could be 6, 7, 8 days.
So all they need to do, Igor, is just plan ahead when they're going on vacation.
Right. Oh, that's genius.
I mean, I know that's what David did. They were going away, and so they just planned ahead and said, hey, so, you know, you got winter break, you got spring break, you've got opportunities to get it done, just plan ahead. And you'd be happy to take a March project right now and put it on your books.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we do. So we fill up right around Thanksgiving, we fill up around New Year's and Christmas, we fill up for spring break. You know, all of those dates are taken well in advance for that exact exact reason. And the reason for that is because if it's going to be an uncomfortable project, meaning that, you know, we have to evict somebody, you might as well be on vacation. Our production staff is on site. We have alarm codes. We have garage codes. We have garage door openers. You know, we're watching and securing your property and your home.
Wendy's going to throw something.
Yeah, we got a break.
I got you. Sorry. I got you.
And here's the thing. We have a bonus 30 minutes today. Blackhawks live in action at Winnipeg coming up at 1:30. Joe Brand has your pregame show, but we have an extra bonus 30 minutes. So if people would like to call us, feel free on the Mega Pros phone line, 312-981-7200. We'll be back with our experts on the other side of the news. And the news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Hi, guys. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. And yeah, we fall back. We're not springing ahead. And this is tonight at 2 a.m. You turn your clocks back an hour. You get an extra hour of sleep or partying or whatever it is you're going to do. And I've read that this may be the last time we're doing it.
That's my understanding.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's time.
So here's what bothers me about that, right? So I grew up in Michigan on Lake Michigan. At the end of the time zone.
Amy Kite speaking, by the way.
Yes. So in the summer, we would have sunshine. It would still be light out until 10 p.m.
Nice.
If we do not spring forward, are we going to start getting dark in the summer at 8 p.m.?
I would think so, because that's why you were till 10. It's
that's
a two-hour hit.
Disappoint me.
Well, it's going to hurt the tourism.
Well, then, should we spring ahead one more time and stay there?
I don't know. Something
has to happen.
I'm just like, oh, no, it's going to start getting dark at 8 p.m., even in the summer. So, I don't know. We will see.
I wish boy, this is just going to sound so stupid, but I just wish it would be light till 9 o'clock all the time. I know right. we can't do make that right. happen. Unless
it's been getting dark early lately. Though.
I hate it. Like 6 o'clock.
Terrible. Yeah.
Probably even earlier. I think 5:30 the sun is setting yep. now.
There are people who
4:30.
Yeah. Who work, there are people work long shifts. They drive in the dark and come home in the dark.
Yeah. That is not good for your mental health. It right. just really isn't.
No. No.
Seasonal affective disorder is definitely a
it's
thing.
It's real. Yeah. Yeah.
We have a bonus 30 minutes today, and then we have to get out on time. I'm warning you all now. I will shut your mics off, including my own, if we are talking, because Blackhawk hockey happens with the pregame at 1:30 with Joe Brand. We're going to take a call right now. Joe, are you having trouble hearing MegaPro Joe?
Trouble hearing? My wife says yes.
Because we have a call that I believe is going to go to you, and Lynn is calling this morning from Rolling Meadows. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good, and it's a pleasure to listen to you guys laugh and everything.
It is so, so fun to work
fun
with these people.
To you than listening to the TV.
Oh.
Well, I do have a question for MegaPro. Number one, does MegaPro do wood balconies?
Like a deck-like balcony, like, you know?
No, it's a balcony. Okay. I'm on the third floor of a fourth-floor condominium building, and I have a extra-long wooden deck or wooden balcony that needs to be replaced or repaired. Does MegaPro do that?
Sure, absolutely.
And as far as an estimate, do I... what's the best time of the year to have this done?
Oh, it shouldn't matter at all.
Really?
Right now it's fine.
With all, okay. Well, not that I can afford it this time, but if I get an estimate this year, will that estimate roll over to next year or what?
Sure. Yes. We can give you a budget number too, as far as any kind of prediction and increases.
All right, and so on the third floor, and then I have a neighbor up in the fourth floor. She needs some work done on her balcony also. So we could just call you, make an appointment, and have you come over and give us an estimate?
Yeah, yes, no problem at all.
How long does it take to do something like that?
How long is your balcony? Is it 4 feet
wide? Unfortunately, I have an extra long balcony. It's... probably 20 feet long.
Yipes. That's a good size one.
Sure. And is it like 2x6, like a regular deck board?
The width is the regular, but the length is extra long.
No.
For my balcony.
Sure.
I'm one of the units that has this real long balcony. And, you know, in the condominiums, you know, to make it look nice, they mm-hmm. do things like that.
And then what's wrong with it now?
Well, I've lived here for 18 years. The association was supposed to take care of the balconies, and then all of a sudden they turned around and said, no, it's the owner's obligation.
Okay.
So the wood looks pretty bad. It's starting to peel. So it either needs to be replaced or repaired.
Okay, we could take a look at it either way for you.
Okay.
All right.
That's great.
And how do people reach you? How will Lynn reach you? What's the best number to call?
Come on.
Come yeah, on, right.
You know.
Lynn, hang on the line. We'll set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor product.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
no.
Thank you very much.
You know what? And a MegaPros
what?
Hoodie. Okay.
Oh, and a MegaPros hoodie. Lynn, it is your lucky day.
Thank you very much.
All right. Lynn. Hang on a second. All right. Dave Schluter, what are you coming over and whispering
in my
ear for?
Well, you know. No, so Joe had a text about a home improvement exemption, and Amy and I were tasked with finding out in McHenry County. And if you're listening still, reduction in assessed value can be up to $25,000, not in your tax bill, but your assessed value. It still will give you money, caused by a new improvement to an existing structure. It's assessed over 4 years. It's available for all owner-occupied residents. No age requirement. More information available at the County Assessment Office, which is at 815-334-4290. So apparently in McHenry, they're saying if you fix your house up, they'll revisit your assessment over a four-year period and give you a break on your tax bill.
Did we talk about this on the air?
Joe had gotten a text.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we're just answering questions because that's what we do.
So
we help everybody.
But
you asked about McHenry County home improvement.
Is that true?
Yeah, I just read it from the website.
Well, good. Then I'm going to get one.
No, but there was a person who asked you. You're so funny.
No, actually, I was asking for me.
Oh, you were? Oh, I thought it was a text. Sorry, Wendy.
That's okay.
He said it during the break, so
no,
I
but it's an interesting subject. Yeah. For everybody.
So that's, I don't know. If,
yeah, and somebody will benefit from
that's
that.
That's McHenry County, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break, and we have, I think, a few more texts, a few more calls. This is a bonus 30 minutes of Home Sweet Home Chicago this week. And then it's Blackhawks, hockey, Hawks at Winnipeg. They're off to a pretty good start, and Joe Brand will have your pregame. That's coming up at 1:30 here on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mega Pros, Joe. Is the goatee new? I guess it is a beard.
You hate it.
Yes.
David Schluter likes it. Igor likes it.
I do like it.
Judy said it looks like I just don't care.
Judy is right.
There are two kinds of people on planet Earth who do not have beards. Women and children. I am neither.
I think it looks kind of stylish.
What he's got is the I was laid off at Motorola in the 80s.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
All right.
All right. That was good, right?
Too much fun.
Ben, Jack, whoever took care of that, that was fantastic. Very fun. It's Wendy Snyder in for Hochberg. He's back next week. And we have a bonus couple of minutes here. Somebody wanted to know about, I think this would be for Joe.
Birds eating brick.
All right. Let's take that because... Let's see.
It sounds funny.
This is probably our last call of the day, Don, because we have Blackhawks hockey coming our way.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. What is your dilemma, sir?
Okay, so a couple things. Wendy, I love you.
Love Joe, you right back.
I called you, your company for handyman services, electrical.
Yes,
they
sir.
Set me up with a guy. Fantastic. Austin was great. So, but I don't know what to do with this. I have a bi-level house, attached garage, obviously. The south wall of the garage butts up against concrete stairs. I get effervescence on the concrete, on the brick wall.
Right.
And I get these damn birds coming in that are eating the brick and the concrete. I don't know who to call or what to do, or should I have somebody from you come out? But I so appreciate getting this phone call.
So you know what, Don? We have a team of experts here, and we could see if anybody here knows about birds eating brick.
Well, it can't be.
Oh, wait a second. Igor raised his hand.
Mr. Floor, to the rescue. Okay.
All right. A little bit outside of my wheelhouse, but it's funny, but fairly recently I read an article that when birds peck away at brick or the cement between the brick, there's actually an insect infestation.
Whoa, because they're trying to get food. Okay.
But that's, we suck.
Meaning that's why they
that's why
that's they why
they're doing
wood.
It. They're trying to get to
that's why
the,
they attack wood.
Okay,
the
there you go.
Place.
So it could be the same thing. So there could be termites or something else going on. Again, not a professional opinion,
so
but just something I read.
So Don call then to check for termites?
Joe, couldn't he just get a big
rose
pressure, try a pressure washer first?
Try to clean it?
I can't hear you.
I'm just saying.
Well, we've got the team of experts. Dave, you're going to weigh in here.
Yeah, pressure washer.
To get rid of the bugs.
All right.
Well, no, they're actually inside.
I said team of experts. I kind of sold us pretty high. But
can you put a scarecrow on the side of your house?
Should we call Rose?
Yeah, that's what my wife said. And she wants me to stand out there.
Yeah.
Right, what about Janelle?
It's going to get cold.
Yeah, Rose
so
Pest Solutions.
So Janelle,
if it is pests, definitely Janelle, right? Or Pest Solutions.
Yeah, for sure.
That's who I am.
She would know. She would know.
But you are right, Igor. They have to be after something.
Right. I mean, yeah, because they're not going to peck away a brick for no reason. I mean, they're trying to get
you
to something.
If you lived in a brick house, you'd be rather safe from birds pecking at your house.
You would think.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
But I never heard of them pecking at brick. So if it is a bug problem, that's definitely Rose Pest Solution.
For sure. We can get this. Okay. We can get his number to Janelle.
Yeah. All right. Hang on a second, Don. We will set you up with that, too. Okay?
Okay. Thank you
so
much.
And a Mr. Floor product of your choice. Wow. Mr. Floor comes through.
There you go.
Listen, before we run out of time, I want to make sure everybody gets a little go-round here. Amy Kite, Realtor with Kite Team, Keller Williams Infinity. How do people reach you?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
All right. And Dave Schluter, real estate attorney and estate planner. Someone has just texted, I've inherited a lot of money. What are the first steps? And maybe you can give some information where people can help because you're a real estate attorney and an estate planner.
Yeah, definitely. You could call our landline. We're going to be heading out of Dodge here, but you can call my landline Monday, 630-285-5300. And the website is schluterlawoffice.com, S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R-lawoffice.com. But try the landline on Monday anytime after 8:30.
And Sarah Andreas, it is a pleasure to meet you face-to-face. Robert R. Andreas & Sons, Inc., General Contractors. If people have any kind of cement or things that they need, how do people reach you?
Absolutely. You can give us a call, 708-863-5735. We're a live person. We'll answer our phones, usually Wayne, Nettie, or my Aunt Debbie, Monday through Friday. Or you could find us on the web, andreasconstruction.com.
Igor Marak, it is a pleasure to meet you as well.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Wendy.
The Vice President of Mr. Floor. I have heard you on the air with David Hochberg a lot. You have how many different products?
There's a total of six cleaning products in our lineup.
And how do people get in touch with you? I'm on your website right now because I have to order some stuff.
There you go. Give us a call.
You could just give it to her.
Right? No, I will pay for it. I have money that works.
I will monitor the order that comes in.
No. Okay.
From Wendy and, you know. But yeah, for everyone listening, please give us a call directly for all of your flooring needs at 847-674-7500. Visit us online at MrFloor.com. Don't forget the promo code WGN if you want to try our cleaning products. It'll get you 10% off your first order.
And MegaPro Joe Hogel, how do people reach you? And has anyone ever stumped you? Has anyone ever called in and said, do you do this and you can't? Because it seems like you guys can do anything.
We can do just about everything. Or we'll just say, we'll figure it out.
Or you'll refer them to somebody else.
We'll figure it out.
You guys are excellent about that.
Yes, we do. We really do like that, referring to the best.
Mm-hmm. And how do people reach you?
You can call our number.
Benny's not paying attention.
Yeah, Ben,
sorry.
Can you hit that? Mega.
Mega.
Mega. MegaPros.com.
So there's no, where's the number part of it? I know you changed that.
847-658-8989.
Wendy, it was nice being with you.
It was nice being with you all. As I mentioned, David Hochberg is coming back next year. I have officially taken over his job. But here's the deal. If you want to talk mortgages or refinancing, you can go to WGNDavid.com. And where else? He's got a number too. 855-56-DAVID on 56david.com. I've known David a very long time. He has refinanced us a couple few times. And it's not about the rate, it's about the payment. That's what he always talks about. And now with the rate going up again, what's going to happen? Are we going to have more rate increases in our mortgage, Amy?
Well, they said that they are going to slow down. So they just took the interest rate up. Now, that doesn't directly reflect into the mortgage rate. So just because they took it up 0.75 point doesn't mean it directly reflected. So, but they are saying they're going to, the increases will not be as large coming up.
Well, fingers crossed, Godspeed and good luck to all of us. That's all I have to tell you. I'm Wendy Snyder, Hochberg back next week. Home Sweet Home Chicago, Hawks at Winnipeg. Joe Brand with the pregame coming up now, 720 WGN.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Realtor Amy Kite, the law offices of David Schluter, Robert R. Andreas and Sons, and Mr. Floor Igor Marak. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.